Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Okay, business leaders, are you playing defense or are you on the offense? Are you just, excuse me, hey, I'm trying to talk business here. As I was saying, are you here just to play or are you playing to win? If you're in it to win, meet your next MVP, NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is your full business management system in one suite. With NetSuite, you're running your accounting, your financials, HR, e-commerce, and more, all from your online dashboard. One source of truth means every department's working from the same numbers with no data delays. And with AI embedded throughout, you're automating manual tasks, plus getting fast insights for your next move. Whether you're competing on your home turf or looking to conquer international markets, NetSuite helps you get the W. Over 40,000 businesses have already made the move to NetSuite, the number one cloud ERP.
Right now, get the CFO's Guide to AI and Machine Learning at netsuite.com/special. Get this free guide at netsuite.com/special.
Okay, guys.
There's one thing that will forever change the way you sleep, and it's the softest 100% organic cotton sheets from Boll & Branch. You'll fall asleep faster, wrapped in the most luxurious comfort. You'll never sleep hot again with sheets that feel breathable to sleep in. You'll experience the purest softness on night one and feel your sheets get even softer with every wash. Discover the difference with 15% off your first set of sheets at BollandBranch.com with code Odyssey. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
B. Mitchell Finley, 106.7, The Fan. Lot to be excited about, man, if you're a fan of these Washington Commanders. And, dude, I think it's worth pointing this out. For all the talk of Lance Newmark going to the Jets with Aaron Glenn, Newmark was at practice 20 minutes ago when the media was there. I mean, talking with Dan Quinn, talking with Adam Peters. Now, maybe even if you know you're going to take that job, you just don't do it till season's over or whatever. But typically, there are front office folks that would bounce. He could. Whatever's going to happen doesn't appear to have happened today. I can tell you that because I'm looking at Newmark here. Thank you, Brian. We haven't had much opportunity to check in with the boys in the aquarium, and I'd like to do it now. Lamphill, you're a very measured fella. I would say you often – it takes a lot to have you very riled up. How you feeling about where this Commander's team, organization, where things are going right now, 2 days out from the NFC title game?
I mean, I feel great about where the team is. Like, it's – they just really got in charge of things back in January, and we're already in the – January a year ago, and we're already in the championship game. Things are going great.
Says a lot.
It really does, dude. And – White Brian, this might make me the happiest of all the questions I'm going to ask. As a Giants fan, how do you feel about what's going on in Washington?
It's slightly terrifying. But it's also nice that the Cowboys are kind of in limbo now. So I've been dealing with them and the Eagles being good. Now it's just Washington and the Eagles being good.
Yeah, dude, it's funny, for a very, very long time, Washington fans had to kind of just live in this world of, hey, it's great to see other teams suck.
Yeah.
That doesn't, like, I don't care as much about, I mean.
I don't care about the other team. I care about our team being good.
Right.
To hell with them.
Right. I totally agree. And the opportunity before them, I don't know what's up with Jalen Hurts, dude. I don't think anybody does. It's hard for me to think he won't be a little beat up, frankly. Yeah. I think if they have to rely on Hurts in the pocket to win, I like Washington's chances a lot. Mm-hmm. Jeff, I have a very specific piece of information for you. Ethan Cadeau reporting that while the media was at practice today, they played four songs during warmups. Two by Meek Mill, one by Lil Uzi Vert, and one by Freeway. How do you feel about them playing all Philly beats on Philly Week, Jeffrey?
That's what they're going to play.
I mean, that's what they're going to hear. You know,
I love it. I think like, that's an F you.
I mean, they not even – the way this team is, I don't even – they probably just playing that music because they know the stadium going to be loud and they just using it as practice. I don't think they worried about anything Philly-wise except for that Philly football team.
Bro, the best – honestly, until these last two, but the best regular season, I'll say, locker room vibe. I don't know, the Hail Mary. This year kind of changed every previous ranking, right? But prior to this year – the most fun post-game locker room I had been in a long time was after the Skins beat the Eagles up there in that Monday night game when Philly was undefeated. And Jeremy Reeves, I'll never forget it, he had the giant, like, boombox-looking speaker, and they were just cranking Dreams and Nightmares over and over and over. And it was – there was absolutely a factor of.
They say they played Eminem when we played Detroit.
Right. Like, during that week. I like doing this. Yeah. Like you know what you're getting into, and you know.
We played Eminem, and they played Jell-O.
Right.
What the hell was that?
Jell-O was something else. Also, he's got to come up with a cooler name.
Yeah.
I guess LeAngelo, is that how he comes up with it?
Yeah, but Jell-O, G-E-L-O.
It's bad.
It wasn't good. I mean, he didn't sound very good.
Jeff, what do you think of that dude?
He has an amazing father that really invests in all of his dreams. That's what I think.
Yo, but he's getting legit paid off of this.
He got
$15 million
up front. I hear
JP,
Jeff.
when you have a vehicle like that supporting you, yo, when you, because all a song takes is the right promotion scheme, you know. They able to get it to, like, the players and get on that string. Oh, man, smart marketed. Yo, he did it right. He did it the right way. And any rapper out here that's hating on Jell-O, you can't hate because he just did it the right way.
Yeah, he better keep doing it the right way, though, Jeff, because he better follow up that song with a better one. And next time he perform, he better damn be better than what he was that time.
Boy.
Yeah, because
he not going on tour no time soon.
He did not strike me as a performer.
Bruh.
And it's crazy because Lonzo wrote the song.
The one that's actually playing?
Yeah. Lonzo Ball wrote the song.
The dad.
No.
That's the dad, right?
No.
No, the dad's Lamar.
Lamar, yeah. Lonzo
is
the
oldest.
He's the older brother, right?
Yeah. He wrote the song.
The song is a little catchy. The dude is a 0 out of 10 as far as a performer. Like, I don't know. I wasn't particularly impressed by Mr. Ball, good old Jell-O.
Yeah, Tanner kept telling me that Jell-O was playing these stuff. And I said, who the hell is this? And he just died laughing because he knew I wouldn't like the song.
I didn't think the song was that bad.
I think the song was bad.
It's
the way he performed it made it seem bad.
He was quite boring.
Yeah. The chorus is good.
Yeah, it's a little catchy. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah.
Gosh, I can't believe
we're kind of like 1-800-CALLS-FOR-KIDS. Catchy too.
Yo, 1-877-CALLS-FOR-KIDS.
That's catchy too.
Yo, that is the catchiest. They've probably been playing it during the breaks, but for everybody on the stream or listening on the pod, I'm gonna get it stuck in your head right now. 1-877-CALLS-FOR-KIDS.
It gets stuck.
Donate your car today. It's the most stuck in your head commercial of
all time.
Whoever
wrote that one, that's a good dude. He knew what he was doing.
Costanza. All right, here's what we're going to do. We got to make some bets when we come back. We're going to see if we hear from Peter. If not, it's bet time. Nobody go anywhere.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that.
Yeah.
No hassle.
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply. Hi, this is Dave Musial, owner of Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electric. Do you have a plumbing emergency? Call Four Seasons. An electrical emergency? Call Four Seasons. A heating or cooling emergency? Call Four Seasons. Same day hot water tank installation needed? Call Four Seasons. Need a whole home generator? Call Four Seasons. We guarantee same day installation on all heating, cooling, plumbing, and electrical needs. And no extra charge for nights, weekends, or holidays.
For all the right reasons, call 866-4-SEASONS.
Whether you want to
buy, buy, buy.
In a bear market or
sell, sell, sell
in a bull market, Jim Cramer can help you become a better investor. Mad Money, weeknights 6 Eastern. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.